Good afternoon, everyone. May I have your attention, please? Before we get started, I would like to take a moment to say farewell to Ralph, who has been our team leader for over 5 years. Ralph is moving to Vancouver to be closer to his son and daughter. Thank you for 5 great years. Would you like to say a few words?
Sure. Morning, everyone. It's been a pleasure working with each and every one of you. My time spent here at the hospital, especially serving as your team leader, has been very fulfilling. Over these 5 years, we've had many good times and a few not so good times. But overall, my life has been enriched by the experiences we shared as a team. Now I'm off to Vancouver. I'll be providing my services as a full-time grandfather. I truly will miss you all and wish you much success in your continued service as valued volunteers. Thank you.
Well, we will all truly miss you, and we all wish you the very best. Now, I'd like to introduce you to Lisa, our new recruit. Lisa will be taking on Ralph's duties as our new team leader. And I'd like to invite you to say a few words and tell us a little bit about you.
Hi, everyone. I guess I should start off by telling you what brought me to palliative care in the first place. 2 years ago, my grandmother was cared for in this hospital, and the whole experience was a true eye-opener for me. It taught me what palliative care is all about, and I knew from that moment that I had to get involved. I've just finished my degree in human resources, and I work part-time not far from here, so I think volunteering some of my free time to the hospital is a great way to give back for all the great care my grandmother received. And that's it. I'm so excited to have this opportunity, and I'm looking forward to getting started and to working with all of you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa, and welcome to our team. We had a great team leader with Ralph, and I'm confident you'll be able to fill his shoes. Now, the second reason I invited you here today is to talk about a new signing in system that we will be implementing very soon. Now, not to worry anyone, Lisa will be here to guide us through the whole process. She's got a lot of expertise in this area, and she's very familiar with this particular system.
Now, here we go again. Always something new for us to deal with, huh?
How old is this Lisa person anyway? 16?
She seems very nice to me. Well, yeah. I don't want some child telling me what to do.
Isabel really seems to like her.
I didn't know Ralph was moving away. I'm really going to miss him. Mm. Yeah, me too. He was such a great leader.
You know, what I don't understand is why this signing in is such a big deal. You know, I'm here for the patients. Enough of this sign-in, sign-out business.
If I had any idea that he was going, I would have made a really special cake for his going away. But why did she pick a recruit who doesn't even know the system?
Exactly.
There are tons of us who have experience here.
Well, do you want to be the leader?
Well, I don't know, but I would have liked it if she'd asked me.
Well, listen, the way things are going, I may not be here much longer. I mean, who needs this aggravation?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for coming in this afternoon. Before we get down to our regular business, I need to talk to you about the new signing in system. Lisa tells me that there are still some of you who hadn't attended the training sessions, and others who, after being trained, are not using the system. And there have been occasions when Lisa felt reluctance from some of you to comply with the new protocol, and she wonders if part of the reason is her role in implementing this project. Now, I know that some of you are annoyed with the new system, and I understand that change at many levels is seldom easy, and we're all more comfortable doing things the way we've always done them. But sometimes, otherwise, we just have to go along with the program, try to maintain a positive attitude, and wait and see what it brings. I think this is the right time to try and explain the reasoning behind the procedure and the need to do it in a different way. First, let's think about what would happen if there was a fire in the building and you were trapped somewhere and you were in trouble. The fire steward would check the signing list, would determine the total of volunteers, let's say 50, for example, are present and accounted for. Except that you had not signed in that morning, and maybe nobody knew you were here. I think you get the picture. As well, it is really important that our statistics stay accurate. The management of this institution refers to the hours worked by the volunteers for many reasons, and some of them involving budgets, which will have an impact on the work you do and the quality of care we provide our patients. And closer to home, volunteer recognition, such as your years of service awards, appreciation events. These are all based on data generated by the sign-in system. So you see, there are many reasons, important reasons, to comply with the new procedure. And I also want to address Lisa's concern about your compliance.
Lisa, do you want to jump in and say a few words about it?
Mm-hmm. Well, I just want to say that I've had the opportunity to spend some time here over the past month, and I already feel like I've made some new friends since most of you have welcomed me with open arms. As Isabel mentioned, change is never easy. But I can assure you, and I know that some of you can agree, that the system is user-friendly and it keeps your safety and your recognition in mind. Now, for those of you who are still trying to figure me out, I just want to say that my mandate is to do my best to make this transition as easy and as uncomplicated as possible for everyone.
I've already learned so much from all of you, and I hope we can continue to share our knowledge and teach each other as we go along.
At least I understand now why we have to sign in. I might not like it any more than I did before, but at least I can see why they want us to sign in.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't mind and was doing it anyway, but it certainly does help to know why I'm doing it, you know?
Well, Lisa is young, but I have to admit, she seems to know what she's doing.
Yeah, and you know, she's always been very helpful whenever I've had any questions about the system.
Well, I'm just going to have to learn the new ways, right? I mean, my grandkids are always telling me how slow I am on the computer. They're such whizzes. Did I tell you about how great they did in their recital?
Anyway, I guess we'll have to go to the next training session.
I'm going to look at that one, too.
Yeah. I'll be there.
Yeah. Gee, you know, I still miss Ralph. Yeah. But I guess I'll give this thing a shot. You know, at least I know my hours are going to be counted.
That's right. Yeah.
Hey, maybe I'll get the Volunteer of the Year award.
That'd be good.